They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
If it is Monday, that means it's Laura Kennard Day, and she's in. What are you laughing about already?
Just the Laura Kennard Day.
It's the Laura Kennard
just
Day.
Makes me giggle.
It's every Monday. Just like clockwork, you know? We had this discussion not long ago. I look forward to Monday with great anticipation.
I know.
I love Monday.
I think it's because of Monday, though, not because it's Laura Kennard Day.
Well, no. It's
you tell me that you have such a packed weekend.
Oh, yeah. The weekends are just insane. And as far as me being busy doing stuff. And so I look forward to Monday morning going, yes, finally, I can get back on track.
Right.
Get all these women out of the office and, you know.
That's funny.
Oh, did you see my granddaughter? Did you see a photograph on Facebook of she and I? We were at the black and gold ball on Saturday.
No.
Oh, I have to show it to you.
Go find it.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
She's going to be.
I know.
My goodness.
Never mind.
I mean, they're growing so fast, too.
Right,
my son has a girlfriend now. I'm like, what? He wanted to ask her to a movie. I'm like, you're 11.
No. That's exactly what we tell Jovi. No, this ain't happening. Well, so we went to the Black and Gold Ball on Saturday night, and she's like in small heels. Mm-hmm. She's 6 foot tall.
In her heels?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How old is she?
11.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Holy
I mean, yeah. And so,
cow.
Yeah, we walk in, and people said, oh, is this your daughter? And I said, no, it's my granddaughter. Oh, what college?
Oh, my God.
She's 11, sixth grade.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
All right.
What do we got going on business-wise?
We'll have to check that out. So what we have going on starting tomorrow, noon to 1 at the Iowa Center for Economic Success. You know they do those topical Tuesdays. And this one is about avoiding legal hazards in your small business. So that would probably be a decent one to check out. They always have some really great people that they line up to speak. And so I would highly recommend checking that out. Wednesday, 1 Million Cups is back at its regular location at the Science Center.
Yeah, how did yours go? Last Wednesday, you had them out at the runway.
We did have. We had probably about maybe 45 of the regular people that came out, and we had some goodie bags, and we were able to explain the space. We were able to introduce four of our entrepreneurs, and they did a little brief talk. We kind of explain what the catalyst is for the future vision, hopefully down the road with the mall. So it was very well received, and it was really
good time.
It was nice. You know, it's one of those things like you have a dinner party at your house so that you can make sure you get all of your spring.
Well, and the other thing is,
so it gave us a deadline to get some things done.
Well, and the other thing is, you really don't know how many people to plan for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you.
But that's okay. We're going to have a full open house, an evening one instead of a morning one, within the next few weeks. So we'll put some announcements out about that, where we'll hopefully be able to get a lot more people from all different groups coming out. So
it's the runway at.
The runway at Southridge, Runway Innovation and Event Studio, where we incubate businesses and have space for people to do their events. So,
there you go. All right.
So then also on Wednesday in the evening, 4:30 to 8, it's Fuse DSM's 2020 Annual Dinner Vision 2020. So
very nice.
This is going to be at the Holiday in Des Moines downtown. It's really funny because when they did the State of the City, which is actually, and another event, it was actually an Urbandale Chamber event. They'll do it at the hotel that's by the airport. And now here on the south side, we're going to go downtown. I'm always confused about but it's going to, so not to be mistaken for the Holiday Inn that's on the south side, this is the downtown Holiday Inn, and that will be 4:30 to 8. And this Fuse, of course, is the very large footprint portion of the Greater Des Moines Partnership that covers the south, east, and the north, and a bit of downtown. So it's kind of a strange little
maybe that's why it's at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, maybe it's a central location.
Fuse, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is a chamber of commerce.
It is a chamber of commerce. So, and they actually have quite a large footprint, so it's a great one to belong to. And of course, if you belong to one, you can go to other ones around the town. So on Thursday, then, we have 8 a.m. to 11:30, the Fine Art of Small Talk. Oh, you know what? Every once in a while, I get excited about an event because I love the topic, and then I read and go, oh, it's in Sioux Falls. So,
I mean, you know,
if
people,
you want to head on out to Sioux Falls.
That's okay. See, this is...
Sorry.
Are you okay?
I'll be okay now.
Anyway, yeah, but this is like an international podcast,
right.
You know. So you can start doing things in New York if you want to.
All right. I have some events going on in Africa.
There you go.
In case you want to go to those.
Sure.
And then there is the West Des Moines Incubator. So this is actually then Thursday. So if you want to take that jaunt over to Sioux Falls in the morning, you can come back to Des Moines, West Des Moines, and from 5 to 6:30, you can go to West Des Moines' Founder Fireside. This is going to be with Lana Fox, and she has a startup called Clinic Note. I've seen her present before. She's been working at this for a few years now. She has won a couple competitions, especially women-focused startup competitions here and there. I know that she's just been in the trenches working on this.
What is it? What is it, Clinic Note?
You know, I am not going to be able to give her elevator pitch very well, but it has to do with a better way to do kind of clinical notes with doctor's speech and all that kind of stuff. So just making an easier way to be able to document. So Clinic Note. And I want to say specifically they've been in that arena of like speech therapy. So they could have pivoted. I could be totally wrong. So I'm very sorry, Lana. Come on out for the fireside chat and you can get the actual
right. And this is where?
West Des Moines Incubator. Okay. So that's located in Gravitate in Valley Junction.
Right.
So then one of the things I wanted to say, we don't always cover all the chamber events. Of course, every single chamber has some of their own things. And then there's the big, like, full chamber Greater Des Moines Partnership stuff. And you can find all of those things if you're a member. Some of them are members only. Some of them are open to the public. But they delineate those usually in their descriptions, which ones you can just attend. And you can go to the Greater Des Moines Partnership's website where... presumably, everyone also shares their events, so it's all in one place.
Sometimes that doesn't work, but presumably.
But if you belong to a chamber, make sure that you're taking full advantage of your chamber.
Otherwise, it's just an expense.
That's right. And so they put together some really great events, and they're wonderful to stop out to. So that is Thursday still. And then Designer Drink Up, Meet the Latte People.
Huh?
I know. I just thought that sounded so interesting.
Meet the latte people?
Yeah, it's going to be at Mars Cafe, which is over by Drake, Mars Cafe. And this is put on by the AIGA, which is the association of, I think it's like graphic designers. It's people that work in the business of design.
Right.
And so this one, it's a creative conversation and networking. It's open to creatives of all kind, members and non-members. Designer Drink Ups provide a great opportunity to connect with a variety of people working and adjacent to the design industry in Central Iowa.
Okay.
So that will be fun. Designer Drink Up, Meet the Latte People, Mars Cafe. And that's 5:30 to 8 p.m.,
oh, the evening.
Thursday. Yes, that's a night. That's a night.
Oh, very nice.
Mixer. So then Friday morning, February 28th, 11 to 1:30. So actually, it's kind of a lunch thing. 13th Annual Builder and Developer Luncheon. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this city. And apparently, this is the luncheon where they're going to be getting all together and talking about building development. It's the 13th Annual Builder and Developer Luncheon. At the same time, 4 to 6 p.m.
also on Friday.
Also on Friday, NABO Iowa Cocktails and Conversation will be taking place at Creme Cupcake, which of course
they have cocktails there.
Oh, well, you know what Creme is all about,
I know
about,
what
right?
Creme is, but I didn't know that they had a liquor license.
They have wine, I guess. Oh. So, you know, you can pair your sweets with wine, but I think they do have full cocktail menu.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Cocktails too. So, Iowa Cocktails and Conversation at Creme, which is right off of, what, Ingersoll?
Right, Ingersoll.
And then 6 to 9 p.m., just in case you are in that very special niche of being a game maker, the Des Moines Game Maker Guild will be meeting 6 to 9 at Gravitate Co-working downtown. So these are folks that make games.
All right.
So, and then that kind of takes us to the end of the week. I will mention that there is an Entrepreneur Assembly Iowa Roundtable Workshop, which is the first Sunday, which, by the way, is already this Sunday,
March 1st.
So this is at the Runway Innovation Event Studio. We are doing that from 2:30 to 5:30. This is the third month that we've done this. So right. We started in January. We kind of did some informational sessions. We're working out some of the bugs. If someone's hearing this and they've been to any of the informational sessions, please know that you can join anytime. You don't have to feel like since you didn't start in January that you can't go. If you've been you didn't get quite what you needed out of it, we did a lot of the first sessions were kind of just introducing people to what roundtables are all about. And I have felt like we need to jump right into those now. And the last couple, we've managed to just go straight into the workshop, which is, and kind of skip the speaker part, which seems to be working a lot better. And I really felt that we covered a lot with everyone's needs in our last roundtable. So bear with us, you know, when things are new and you're getting used to it. But we have so much to share between peers and with resources that we can share. So I hope you just continue to go on that journey with us. We're learning, you're learning, and I hope you do plan to come out on Sunday.
All right. Laura Kennard.
So those are some of the things. And then, of course, we still have some stuff coming up next week. I know we've got all sorts of things lined up for March, so I'll be sharing all that on our next Monday.
Next Monday. All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University, DMAC, and the Runway Innovation Center at Southridge.
That's it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
All right, that about concludes another day of broadcast. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing is Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Pleasant, and her name is Hunter Pease. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Take care.